back to your original question. That was I enjoyed that game. It was slow in the first half, defensive battle, not a whole lot going on. Second half and overtime, I thought it was a heck of a game, heck of a finish. You said it perfectly, really. It was some Brady-like nature to it, and just where you felt like, man, if you're going to give Mahomes the ball with the game in his hands, that is not what you want to do. And that's really what the Niners did twice, where they had that third down where they were creeping into Chiefs territory with like 2 minutes left, right at the two-minute warning, and they can't get anything going. They have to settle for a field goal. Mahomes gets the ball back with a minute 57 left, down three, games in his hands. Now, they didn't end up scoring a touchdown, even though they were close to. If there was 2:10 left instead of 1:57, they probably score a touchdown there. Then you go to overtime, and yeah, you take the ball first. If you're going to take the ball first, you better go get seven and not three. Because if you're going to go get three and let Mahomes have the ball, only needing seven to clinch the Super Bowl, I knew as soon as the 49ers settled for three inside the 10, game was over. You can't put the ball in his hands, and you knew that he was going to make every play. There was a fourth down and a couple third downs, and picked up a couple with his legs, made a huge throw on third and six when they blitzed him to hit Rashee Rice. Like, it's just the greatest quarterback in our game right now, and it's pretty, as much as some of the antics this year with Mahomes have kind of bothered me a little bit, I just love watching that guy play quarterback. He is something else.
He's so talented. He's